Chapter 18. Honoring Mario's Vision. What's next for Trinchero Family Estates? The last 15 years has seen the Trinchero family multiply their brands, increase their imports, partner with other winemaking families, and enter new market categories. They have acquired choice vineyards, erected new facilities, and led the industry in corporate responsibility through sustainable farming and production, commitment to their employees, and dedication to giving back to their community. In 2009, Wine Enthusiast magazine named Trinchero Family Estates American Winery of the Year, and in 2011, Bob Trinchero was inducted into the Culinary Institute of America's Vintners Hall of Fame, full recognition for the vision, innovative spirit, hard work and generosity that has contributed so much to the California wine industry. In 2018, Bob Trinchero and Roger Trinchero were awarded Lifetime Achievement Awards from Wine Enthusiast. The company is well positioned in the current market, with category leaders in premium wines, red blends, Chardonnay, and imports from around the world, not to mention a growing and diverse portfolio of luxury wines as consumers continue to trade up to higher price points. A strong foray into the spirits category also marks out exciting new territory. Bob Torkelson is confident that Trinchero Family Estates will continue to thrive in a changing industry, even as brands proliferate and distribution partners consolidate. Our scope and scale means that the widespread consolidation of distributors has worked in our favor, he explains. Consolidation at the retail and restaurant level is always a little more challenging, since more of the buying power is concentrated in fewer customers' hands. But our diverse portfolio continues to make us very attractive. The company has remained on the leading edge of consumer trends as baby boomers age and millennials' wine consumption increases, with the attendant growth of new online marketing and delivery platforms. In fact, due to ever-shifting legislation, direct sales to consumers are growing faster than other sales channels. With the ongoing industry changes, says Roger Trinchero, it's more important than ever to listen to the consumer. You have to be vigilant in coming up with products that identify what the consumer wants and that the wholesaler and retailer will want to sell. That's been a big key to our success over the years. We've embraced technology in production, in protecting the environment, and also in the way we can apply it to understanding the consumer, adds Bob Torkelson. We're not afraid of change, and we're eager to grow. As Roger always says, and legendary Notre Dame football coach Lou Holtz said before him, if you're not growing, you're dying. Family moves forward. In an industry that has seen countless family wineries sell to larger corporations, or take their companies public, the Trincheros represent a remarkable exception. During the last 70 years, they've managed significant growth while remaining privately owned, and they've continued to place high priority on staying connected to one another. When asked what they might have done if their family had not become such a vital part of the California wine industry, each of the Trincheros readily comes up with a passionate hobby. Bob Trinchero has read so many medical books that his family nickname is Dr. Bob. His wife Evelyn, with her intuition for clothing and style, could easily have pursued a career in fashion. Roger fully expected to coach football and teach geography, while Vera enjoyed writing fiction and even self-published a book of short stories whose macabre content, a la Stephen King, surprised her family. Instead, each of the Trincheros poured their lives and resources into honoring the self-sufficient dream of Mary and Mario, and building something together that continues to support the family like no individual pursuit ever could. Many family members continue to work for the company. Vera's sons Bobby and Tony Torres have major roles, and all three of Roger's sons, Mario, Carlo, and Gino, have come on board in recent years and are making their marks. Members of the next generation, the great-grandsons and great-granddaughters of Mario and Mary, are also serving important company roles. Bob Trinchero's son David has seen three of his four children join Trincaro Family Estates. Dominic works in facility operations. Angelica heads up direct-to-consumer email campaigns at Sutter Home. And Chris works as a supervisor in the family's vineyards. Bobby Torres's son, Matt, is learning the winemaking craft. As more cousins and second cousins come of age, the family continues to become larger and larger, and all have the option of finding a place within the company where they can best contribute. In 2017, Roger Trincaro retired from his role as CEO, but remains chairman of the board of directors. Bob Torkelson, longtime president, COO, and trusted family friend, is now leading the company as CEO. Though Bob and Roger are both quick to say they are contentedly retired, they are often spotted in the company's offices. Both are happy to contribute if the company asks of their time, especially when the community is in need. In 2017, a series of devastating fires spread throughout Napa and Sonoma, just at the end of harvest, leaving countless families homeless, including a number of Trincaro employees. The Trincaro family made the Sutter Home in-rooms available to first responders, provided meals for emergency personnel, and donated over $250,000 to aid and relief efforts. All members of the four generations living today, whether involved in the day-to-day operations of the company or not, are Trincaro Family Estates shareholders. In what might be the world's most enjoyable annual shareholders meeting, the entire family travels together to a vacation destination for a state-of-the-company summit. This not only keeps everyone on the same page, it also maintains precious family bonds as they share meals, hikes, and rounds of golf. Even though we've grown to more than 1,400 employees, says Bobby Torres, the family remains the company's philosophical rudder. It's been the force that's kept our approach to decisions, even the most corporate decisions, consistent. The family retreat is one time of the year when all the generations get together in the same place, says Roger. We celebrate milestones. This past year, we celebrated Bob and Evelyn's 61st wedding anniversary, their 80th birthdays, and my 70th birthday. And Bob and I get to remind the kids of what the early years were like. No running water, building Sutter Home from the ground up, and it gives them a grounded perspective. My parents came here with nothing, Roger continues. They sacrificed and worked hard, and Bob, Vera, and I tried our best to follow their example. Now our children and grandchildren are coming up through the business, and we all feel lucky, not just to be a part of this company, but more important, to have been able to honor the vision of our parents, to be able to keep working together as a family, as we all take the next steps forward.